Welcome to the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast. This podcast is devoted to the travel industry. Z says let your imagination run wild and start dreaming about where you want to go. And dream big, reach for the stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you enjoyed the trip. Your guide to travel is Z. Michelson, a travel advisor. And sitting at the controls is Jay Lawrence, your concierge of podcast travel. Now here's Z.
That's me. I'm Z.
Hopefully that would be me at the controls with the concierge of podcast travel. I'm Jay Lawrence.
Jay.
Yes.
Jay and Z. We love that initial thing we got going.
Yeah, I understand we're going to be flying today.
Well, kind of.
Oh?
We're kind of flying.
Okay.
But I want to let everybody know that we're brought to you by Collage Travel Media Network.
Yes. With how many radio stations do they have?
There's two radio stations, collagetravelradio.com.
Collagetravelradio.com.
And zmaxradio.live.
Zmaxradio.live plays the music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
It does. It really does.
Music you grew up with, music you'd like to hear again.
And it's a great memory.
Yeah.
We love memories, and yes. that's what it's all about when we're traveling.
Someone came up to the other day. Mm-hmm. Of course, we must say that we are on those radio stations.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. And he said, I was listening to the 60s, and I just loved hearing those old songs, and so it's good.
Yeah, they get surprised when they see us, and they went, you're on the radio. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we've got a face for radio, so we're pretty good.
And we're always talking, so that's kind of where we shine.
Yeah.
And speaking of talking,
yes.
Today's topic, you know that I read a lot of magazines, a lot of trade magazines, a lot of articles on traveling. Mm-hmm. And I know more and more people are getting really upset with the legroom on airlines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know my knees just make it into the row.
Right.
So, of course, while doing my reading, I've seen that there are supposed to be some airlines that really have some more legroom.
Really?
Yeah, and I was surprised by some of it. So, yeah, so it's interesting. So let's get into it.
This is one of those airlines where you have to stand up and hold the belt, do you?
Right, like a train. Yeah. I don't know if that's coming, but I think it is.
Yeah.
But let's talk one of the airlines, JetBlue.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody's heard of JetBlue.
I've heard of, yes.
Yeah, it's a low-cost airline, but apparently has legroom of 32 inches. And the airlines call it a seat pitch.
Can you explain that for me?
Which means you should be able to place your laptop on your lap and do work. Now, while I was reading these articles, I'm out there with a measuring tape measuring my length of my leg to my knee. Mm-hmm. Just to see my length of my leg.
And what do you got?
I have 16 inches.
And they're saying you should have 32?
They're saying seat pitch. So I'm thinking that's also including the seat. So I'm going to be silly one day. I'm going to be taking my tape measure on my next flight. I'm going to be measuring the seat and my knees at the same time what happens.
And you got to measure your rear end, too.
Right,
how much
basically
space does that take
your
up?
Keister.
Yeah.
So the seat length and then the knee length, I think, is what they call a seat pitch.
Pitch, okay.
So I am going to be doing my homework. But JetBlue also has the TV screens in the back of each seat.
Which I love.
It allows you to watch some of the TV shows and movies. They mm-hmm. also have free Wi-Fi on the flights.
Yeah.
Now, if you want more than the 32 inches, they do have a 38-inch seat
pitch. But you pay more for that, I bet.
But you do pay more for these seats. But the more you pay, the more you get, like early boarding. So that's another good thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you pay a little bit more, you get a little bit more room.
You get more room to sit longer.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of like the first class from years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
There really is no first class in JetBlue.
No.
Yeah. So you would get the 38-inch seat pitch. So that kind of went, yeah, I can't figure this out because I've been on JetBlue.
Uh-huh.
And when I got on JetBlue, I'm just barely getting in there with my knees.
Wow.
You know, my knees are pretty much up against the next seat.
Did I tell you, did I fly JetBlue? I can't remember.
You did in the past.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on one of those 32 inchers.
Yeah. Where are you going to put your knees? Now, all of these planes do have different seating arrangements. Do you mm-hmm. want to be in the front by the bulkhead? Do you want to have the aisle seat? And that, too, can cost more money.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So, you know, I've been on JetBlue. And, yes, it's been very basic. My lap is 16 inches from hip to knee. So I really do think they're measuring the entire seat mm-hmm. and then your knee. I think that's what they call the pitch. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I'm going to be carrying around my little tape measure next time I get on a flight because I got to measure that. Yeah. I'm very into measuring it up. So now, next up.
Okay.
Southwest.
Well, everybody knows Southwest. Yes, yeah. It's a great airline.
Yeah, yeah. It's based in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I hear nothing but good about this airline.
Yes.
It offers a 32-inch pitch seat.
As well.
Most of the other planes do, but not all the planes offer the 32-inch.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Some of their fleet only have 31. Oops.
I'm trying to measure my one inch.
That one inch that would kill you. Now, Southwest Airlines is the world's largest low-cost carrier and America's largest domestic airline by passengers carried.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest does offer more perks, which is really good. You can check two bags for free, which is really cool. And there is no charge or change fees if you have to change a ticket.
Right.
So that's really good. The only thing you would have to pay if you change your ticket, if there's a price differential. So if you were flying on a Tuesday and it was 150, but now you have to fly on a Thursday and it's 180, you have to pay that $30 difference.
Yeah. I'm trying to add up. How many rows do you think there are? 30 rows? Are there 30 rows?
Depends on the size. It's the size of the plane.
30? Okay. I'm just thinking, okay, so 30 rows, one inch, that gives them another row. Mm-hmm. I mean, another row of seats, probably.
Probably.
By that one inch.
That one inch will give them
another six or eight passengers.
Yeah. So there's a lot. There's a lot of
because those 737, that's what they fly, right? 737s.
They fly a bunch of different ones.
It's all the same plane. It's all the same.
You can say it's all the same, but it's not because the ones going overseas are different.
Well, not Southwest.
Southwest does go overseas.
No!
Yes, it does. I just told you, Jay. I just told you that it's the Southwest is the world's largest low-cost airline.
Yes.
World's largest. It wouldn't be able to tout that if it didn't go overseas.
No. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So now my daughter flies Southwest quite frequently.
Yeah.
She likes Southwest.
Right.
I have also heard that their new plane seats are getting smaller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a scuttlebutt right now. So in the year 2025, they have this new seat design.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. When I seen the pictures of it, it kind of looked like Frontier Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been on Frontier Airlines. It's kind of like, you know, I was fine with it. You know, it is tight. My knees do hit the seat, you know, just like all the others.
Yeah.
But the seat was fine. But I wasn't flying for more than a few hours.
Right.
If I had to fly for 8 to 12 hours, that would be very uncomfortable. So it looked like that, but we'll see what happens in 2025.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day when I was in television production,
right,
we did a television show on a company that manufactured those seats.
I believe it.
And I can't remember who that company was, but they were showing how they could compact everybody in
a little bit more. They take that one little inch out or, you know, just that one little thing. Now, we're going to have some more, but I think let's get into a travel tip.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Travel.
What are you tipping me this today?
Well, I've heard about this app. It's called Maps.me.
Uh-huh.
It's not Google Maps.
Oh.
This is an app, and it lets you download a map of the country you're visiting for free while using your Wi-Fi. You know, and later it can function as a GPS and even recalculate without cell signal.
Hmm.
So that I thought was pretty cool. I haven't used it yet, but if somebody out there has done this, I'd like to hear from you because I want to see if it really works. It's called Maps.me. It's an app. You download it onto your system, you know, while you have Wi-Fi. And then while you're traveling around that country that you wanted to see, you have a GPS and everything, whether you have a cell signal or not.
Now, that's the important thing.
Yes, that's really, really good. So that's my travel tip of the day.
Well, we'll just go with that then.
I will. Okay. While we're traveling to all these different countries, we're going on planes.
You're making me. I'm like claustrophobic here, thinking about being on an airliner for more than 2 or 3 hours at a time.
Now this next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This next one shocked me and didn't shock me all at the same time.
How's that?
Okay. Japan Airlines, JAL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to Asia, Japan Airlines has a seat pitch of 33 to 34 inches.
Wow.
That's their normal.
Wow.
And this is based on which plane you get on, of course. Mm-hmm. Like I said, all the planes are different. But still, this has the most generous legroom offered by any other global airlines.
Wow.
The seats themselves are 18 to 19 inches wide.
Wide.
So not only do they have the width, they have the length.
All right.
And, you know, you're thinking Japan Airlines. Now, the Japanese people are not known for their height.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, and they're not known for their, you know,
width.
Stoutness.
Yeah.
They're fairly average size and they're very tiny. And but their airlines thinks about other people, which I kind of like.
Yes.
And Japan Airlines even won Best Economy Class in 2023 by the Skytrax World Airlines Awards.
Oh, wow.
So that's really good, too. So this is telling me that these seats are in the economy class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, wow.
Yeah, it's not like flying first class.
No, and you know what else Japan Airlines does?
No, what else?
They have flight meals. In-flight meals. Is that a shocker or what? You get a meal. And most of the times now, you can't even get a bag of pretzels for free.
No, no.
Yeah. So they do all of this. And to top it all off, this one is great. There are only 8 seats across instead of the standard 9. So there's more room on JAL.
Okay. But this is a big plane, too, because there are even 8 seats. So it's probably
when you go on it, right. It's usually...
So then it'd be 3 in the middle. No.
Only that's the standard.
Yeah.
Right. So they're probably 2, 2, and 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
So they're giving more room for width, more room for legs, more room, more room. So if you're going to Asia and you're thinking of going to Japan, think JAL. Think JAL because that might be
customer
a way to go.
Satisfaction is what I see.
Yeah. Satisfaction and comfort.
Yeah.
And before you know, because... Of course, if you're flying first class or business class, they have all those pods and everything else in those other planes. But we're just talking regular seats.
Speaking about pods.
Yes, are you going in a pod? Are we sending you somewhere in a pod, Jay?
It just looks so weird. The pictures I've seen. I'm sorry, I've not been on one with a pod.
Right, because they are pricey.
Yeah.
But they are comfortable from everybody that I know, because I know a lot of travel advisors, and sometimes they're traveling so much, they get a lot of extras given to them. So
yeah.
when I'm talking to them, it's like, how is that? You know, because I'm very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
But they say it's great. It's comfortable. It's relaxing. They don't have to knock into people all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, wow, pods. Yeah. I'm going to one of these days get on one of those pods.
Are there twofer pods or are they all single?
They're basically single, but if you're traveling with someone, they kind of face each other.
Oh, really?
So you're separate, but you're together.
I have to look at them all the time?
Yeah, you got to look at them again. Mm-hmm. And there's so many different types, too, based on the planes. Each style of plane will have a different layout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I even seen planes that have beds on them. Real beds.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is there one airline that you've found that's been comfortable?
That I found? I would say Alaska Airlines was pretty comfortable, and that's the next one I'm going to talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why I found it comfortable, because it only had a 31 to 32-inch seat pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But their premier class is 35 to 40 inch seat pitch. So I'm thinking maybe when I flew it, I didn't realize I was on the premier class.
Oh.
You know, and sometimes that happens. You get bumped up and you don't realize that you're being bumped up because the plane is, you know, it doesn't have that first class, middle class kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of their premier, you get a complimentary cocktail as well. Yes. Didn't you fly not too long ago to go visit your son and he upgraded you?
He upgraded me.
What line were you on then?
Delta.
That was Delta Airlines. Yeah. So they upgraded you and you didn't realize that you could have a cocktail at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Well, I understood that I could.
Right.
I just chose not to.
You could have had a mimosa.
I know. I could have. Probably a Bloody Mary would have been better
for
me.
That too. But, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to take advantage when you can. Your son upgraded you and paid all that extra money and you didn't utilize
it. Yeah, I didn't get the premier beer. It's, he kept asking me about it. You know, when I used to fly a lot and we'd get on the airline, I would ask for a Bloody Mary mix.
Oh.
Just the mix.
Just the mix. So yeah. You could have had a V8.
Right. Oh, yeah. That was comfy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But now even drinks on the airlines, any kind of drink, soft drink, even water, they're charging for. Yeah. And that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know, I remember traveling my first flight. I was about 12 to 13 years of age. I was flying from New York down to Tampa to go visit my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, it was great, you know. And everybody dressed then. Everybody dressed to be on a plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You didn't look like you were in your pajamas.
No, no.
So I was in a pair of dress slacks and heels. And, you know, I was going to go visit my grandmother. And I got food and a drink. And it was all included. And I wasn't in first class. It was, you know, the regular economy class back
then. Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was Delta, by the way.
Oh, by the way. Oh.
Yeah, Delta, by the way. And I used to love Delta. Ah, trivia, trivia, trivia time. So, speaking of airlines, here's the trivia question. What is the oldest commercial airlines still in service today?
Well, it's definitely not Pan Am.
No, because they're not in service anymore.
And it's not Braniff.
No, they're not in service either.
I was going to say Ozark. No, Frontier. Frontier, but no, they went and came back.
Yeah,
right?
They're pretty new too. Yeah.
So I have TWA, American.
TWA's not available anymore. American's still around.
Okay, and Delta.
Delta's still around.
And what's the third one? There's three major airlines
in the world. Think world.
This is world.
Yeah, think world.
Oh.
Think the world. Think the whole world.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the German airline.
Lufthansa. Well, you are close.
Oh, yeah?
KLM.
KLM. That's
KLM,
Dutch,
that's
right?
That's the Dutch airline. Celebrated its 100th anniversary not too long ago, retaining its status as the world's oldest airline that still operates under the original name.
Oh.
It has transported more than 35 million passengers this year alone.
Wow.
Yeah, so KLM, they're the old ones, and they're still going strong.
Whoopee!
Good for them. Good for them.
Well, you were mentioning Delta. Now, what are their seats like on Delta?
Delta's the last on my list right now. So mm-hmm. Let's take a look at Delta, because Delta has a really good reputation out there.
Yes.
Delta is pretty similar to the others, the other American, United.
Oh, United was the one I was thinking.
Yeah, so you got American, United, and when it comes to legroom, they're all kind of similar.
Uh-huh.
But the Atlanta-based carrier does have a slight edge.
Why is that?
While the standard seat pitch in the economy class on American and United is generally 30 inches on a narrow body,
mm-hmm.
with some exceptions, that's not always the case with Delta.
Mm.
They advise you to, when you're looking at flying, to check their seat map,
mm-hmm.
because each aircraft has a different seat map.
Right.
So while some planes have a 30-inch pitch of legroom, the majority of planes offer a slightly more generous, and I love when they say more generous, of 31 inches.
Wow.
And planes like the new state-of-the-art Airbus A220, you can enjoy up to 33 inches.
Whoa.
Of space.
I'm looking at my...
Your fingers. My I see you're doing your fingers.
Yeah, I'm looking at an inch, and I'm looking at 3 inches.
Right. And of course, you pay more for Delta's comfort class seating.
Uh-huh.
Which can offer up to 4 extra inches of legroom, plus priority boarding, complimentary snacks, and alcoholic drinks.
And that's the way I fly.
Yeah, you got to pay that little extra. You know, if you want more comfort, pay a little extra.
I fly comfort plus. That's the way to go.
Well, that's what your son put you on, didn't he?
No.
Oh, he upgraded you even higher.
Yeah.
Oh, he must love you a lot.
Yes, he did. Yeah, because I booked comfort plus, and then that's why I didn't think anything about
right.
it. You know.
And then he just upgraded you from there.
Yeah, I had to sit up to the front of the airplane. Oh.
Well, that was nice. You see, when my daughter wants me out in Colorado, she pays for me.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mom, you're coming out. I bought you a ticket.
Wow.
She doesn't put me in comfort class, though.
You need to talk to her.
Right. I got to tell her, you got to upgrade me, honey.
But you fly on that airline. It's a direct flight, too, right?
Yeah, I fly on Frontier going straight out to Colorado.
Frontier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, it's not a bad airline. No. I mean, you don't get anything extra. But, you know, it's an easy flight. I think it takes 4 hours to get from Orlando to Denver. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy. I don't have to change planes. I can just sit there, read my book, and go.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Direct flights.
Direct flights. I love direct flights. I'm into it. I'm into a direct flight.
That's my only concern with Delta is I don't have a direct flight.
It has to go through the hub, Atlanta, from here.
Oh, yes. Who wants to go to Atlanta? Everybody. What is it? There's some joke about going through Atlanta. If you die, you're going to go through Atlanta?
Yeah, is that it? Something like that. Now, when I went overseas.
Yes.
When I went overseas on the way over, we took Virgin overseas. You know, so we took Virgin overseas, and it was okay.
Uh-huh.
But the aisles were very, very narrow. So I always like an aisle seat
because
I feel I'm a little claustrophobic.
Right.
But the carts were constantly hitting me arm or the shoulder or the head. And it's like, that's too narrow. But then on the way back, we wound up on Delta and the seats were a little bit wider.
Uh-huh.
Or should I say the aisles were a little bit wider. So I didn't get knocked in the head.
It was an inch wider and that made all the difference.
A little bit more.
Those carts are the funniest things for me because they're so narrow. No, they're so narrow.
Yeah.
You know, and they go down those. If the plane tilted one way or the other, it seems like the cart would tip over.
Right, but it won't go anywhere.
It won't?
It won't because it can't tip because it's so narrow and the seats are right there. So,
yeah. You may get a carton of Cokes on you, but.
But they usually keep everything underneath in the little drawers.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, so that's kind of what's going on in the airline world. So seat pitch.
Maybe someone has a story they'd like to share with you.
About, you know, putting their knees around their neck.
Yeah. Because
I know, you know, my husband, Sam, 6'2".
Right.
And he's, you know, he's not a skinny man.
No.
And he, you know, when we go on a plane, he always winds up sitting in the middle. You know,
that's because you want the aisle.
I want the aisle. And there are some times that we never even get to sit together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because sometimes he'll order the ticket for himself and then I'll say, oh, yeah, I'll go with you, too. And then I'll order my ticket. We're never sitting together, which is fine. We're on the same plane. You know, he winds up sleeping. I wind up reading.
Mm.
So that's how it is. So mm-hmm. There you go. There you have it. Some of the airlines and their seat pitches. So
the word seat pitches just kind of made me laugh
weird.
There.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to take
Seat pitches.
Right. Gonna bring my tape measure with me next time and really figure out what that pitch means.
But could you get it through TSA?
Yeah, because my tape measure is
cloth. Okay.
In vinyl. It's those round ones that you use to measure your waist and things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Because I've just got the, because someone gave me a tape measure the other day and it's one of those metal things,
right,
you know.
Construction tape measure. Yeah. Mine is for when you're losing weight and want to measure your waist and your hips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got that one.
Okay.
Well, like I said, there's so much traveling to do, so little time to do it in. So tune in every week for more travel info and insights and just plain old fun. Please follow me and like me on Facebook. I really would appreciate it. Do you have a favorite location or perhaps an interesting travel tip? I'd really like to know. Just email me at zmichelson@gmail.com. And Z is spelled Z-E-E. I'm very excited to let everybody know that my podcast can be heard on all of your favorite podcast players. Feel free to give me a review. I'd like to hear what you have to say. And any ideas? Thanks for listening today. Traveling truly opens up the world to you. You learn all about the different cultures and lifestyles, and of course, food. Then you realize we really are truly the same. So dream, dream big, reach for those stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you made the trip. If you're looking for great places to travel to, feel free to visit my website. That's zmichelsontravel.com. Z is spelt again, Z-E-E. This is Z. Michelson, making your travel dreams come true.